Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The man said to her, "Thank God, I didn't mean to scare you, but I had to get you off that train. The woman sitting opposite you was dead." The blistered skin broke open and hundreds of tiny white baby spiders and pus came pouring out of the wound.
Rank, absolutely rank.
Believability though?
10.
And that is when the shadow man will whisk them off and the child will never be seen again. The scariest part is that he could be anywhere at any time and you could never be sure if he's there watching you.
I had a weird experience, like with what I thought was a ghost, a couple of weeks ago when I was in the bar.
A woman was sitting on the subway late one night.
Was it a foot long or a 6-inch? Sorry.
Oh, Banter boy's back.
Jack Makes Happy Hour. Hello, guys, and welcome back to Jack Mate's Happy Hour. Now, you don't like when I stutter.
It's not that I don't like it. It just seems like your cogs are turning and you've forgotten what you're on.
Sometimes, for some reason, I just wonder if I'm supposed to be saying Jack Mate's Happy Hour or Jack Mate's Happy Half Hour. But then I realise I'm not with Robbie right now.
Yeah.
Which makes me sad. I'm always sad when I'm not with Robbie.
All right, that doesn't sound good for me. But
how are you, all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
How was your birthday?
Oh, that took me back. I can't believe I'm still wearing the same clothes.
Did you say that took me back? Like, oh God, that took me back. God, what? I mean your 13th birthday.
Oh, okay. It was lovely. Was I had it? A Pokemon cake. Did I still like Pokemon at 13?
Do you remember what cake you had on your 13th birthday?
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess. I loved Pokemon.
I thought you'd be the kind of person that would just know.
I've actually got an album purely for my birthday cakes.
We should introduce our friend.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm glad that I'm your friend. That's very nice.
You're my best friend in the whole wide world.
Oh.
You're my fiance. You're my life partner.
This episode's going really well for me.
You can't call me your best friend when Steve is sitting right there and Alfie's listening.
Yeah, at least pretend.
I can't be bothered anymore.
That's fair. Yeah, no, to be fair, we don't take it as badly, so you can lie to her face.
I've had years of pretending that I like you. All right.
Years of experience. Yeah. Pretending.
How are you? All right.
Really good. How are you?
Good. Is it weird to be in the hot seat? Usually, you're sat outside there.
I know. This is very, very strange for me. I'm usually behind the scenes, but now I'm in front of the scenes.
You've been on load. I think this is your fourth time on.
I think so.
And you've done an Urban Legends with us before, haven't you?
I know. I love them so much.
Yeah, I love them. These are some of my favourite episodes.
Because you hadn't actually announced that we're doing Urban Legends.
We're doing another one. Yeah. So as you know, throughout the year and a half that we've done this show, Stevie, from time to time, maybe usually once every few months, comes in equipped with a whole array of Urban Legends. We've heard the story of Bloody Mary.
We have. Ooh, that's a scary one.
Listen to this clip.
At midnight, you have to turn off all of the lights in your house. And you go to the bathroom with just a candle lit. You look into the mirror and say Bloody Mary 3 times. She'll appear behind you in the mirror and she'll scream the same way she was trapped in the grave. You must quickly blow out the candle and turn on the light, or she will kill you.
We've had the story of one of my favourite stories, one of my favourite urban legends, Slender Man.
In 2014, two girls stabbed their friend multiple times after leading her into the woods. And then when they were questioned for doing it, they said that they did it for the Slender Man.
We had the boy with a hook for a hand, or the man with a hook for a hand.
And we've also had possibly two of the most well-known moments from Happy Hour with... Have you seen my baby?
Have you seen my baby?
You was on that one.
That was
you
iconic. Were.
Can you give us a Have You Seen My Baby?
Have you seen my baby?
The accent.
Yeah, it always goes like EastEnders extra.
And then Get Safe as well.
Get Safe.
So,
yeah.
Ooh,
can I also say another iconic Happy Hour moment happened when it was an Urban Legends, when we were recording in the studio and we heard a noise.
The noise outside.
That was on the same one. Legend of Stowe Lake.
Yeah, so I do worry a bit that this one's now going to let the team down.
That's all right. We just need to find the energy.
Okay.
All right. And some during lockdown, we had a lot of chat about how we were going to redo Happy Hour and what we were going to come back with and what ideas we were going to bring. We've rejigged a bit of like the hostage like situation. I can't tell, but you know what I mean. One idea we came up with, which would be a series probably for my main channel rather than Happy Hour, but Happy Hour related, is to actually one day go to America, if a brand will take us, and visit all of these places. So one of the clips that did really well on this YouTube channel, or on the Happy Hour YouTube channel, was the tale of the Bunny Man Bridge.
Yes.
That was scary, a spooky one. And that done really well. So imagine if we went all the way to like Ohio or wherever it was. Do you remember where it was?
Was that Virginia?
Maybe.
There was that, and then Stowe Lake, obviously, San Francisco, I believe that was.
Imagine going and visiting all of these kind of places where the urbans were birthed.
Well, because we had this idea, I haven't done it today, but I thought I'd talk to you about it first, and we haven't had a chance. Someone randomly sent me a link to a load of urban legends over the lockdown. Can't even remember who it was.
Doing your work for you. Fucking hell.
But they sent me a link to an urban legend from every state in America.
Oh, wow.
So I've got like
so cool.
51 or whatever there is.
Who the fuck was
states.
That? Give him a bloody job.
Well, I'd still have to do all the research. I've just got the name of one from each. State. So I haven't looked into them yet because I want to make sure they're good enough.
So I could, for example, say, right, okay, this was the episode done, and then go next episode. I want Alaska. I want,
yes, so
California.
There was an Alaska one on there.
Yeah, well, it's a state, so I should hope so. Because you said they've done every one.
Yeah, that was Shut up.
Well, have we? Is California? What's California?
I haven't done them yet. I can have a quick look if you'd like. I can give you the name of it.
Right, because I've been there a few times, and I guess many people would say that when I go to California, I'm the legend.
I want to be sick.
Corona.
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you remember back, we were listening back to the last episode you were on, the one with Alex, and we did another Urban Legends,
yeah,
and you made a joke about Corona. Like, someone coughed, you went, oh, Corona. But at that time, it has such a different context now,
wow,
because it's like, oh, like, ugh. Do you know what I mean? Like, back then, it was just like, yeah, as if someone's going to have Corona.
Yeah,
like,
it was unlikely. Yeah. It was unlikely. Now, it's like 99% certain.
It was like when we did it was the La Corona, or whatever it was.
La Corona, yeah.
And we kept going, La Corona.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The comedy on this show is terrible.
She's
absolutely woeful.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
As we said, saying the words, have you seen my baby, became a huge thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we're getting away with it, let's just keep going.
Yeah. Well, I'm giddy. I'm excited. I'm ready for some urban legends. The people on the subreddit r/jackmate, little bit of shameless promotion there, often make memes about me interrupting your stories. And people say, be bigger, be better, be a better version of you. I'm not. Sorry.
This is the best.
I have peaked. I peaked in 2017 and I've been downhill ever since. So I am going to pick holes in your story.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Because if you sit here and start telling me about there's a man with a hook for a hand that jumps on cars and eats frogs and calls Bloody Mary on a Tuesday, then I'm entitled to take the piss out of that.
I agree. I'll allow it.
All right.
But sometimes shut the fuck up and give me a chance to talk.
Okay, fair enough.
So going on that, I'm just going to quickly tell you, I've got the one from California here, so I can just say a quick thing. All it tells me, I'll show you it.
Yeah.
It's just a small little bit and then it's one from each one.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to do the research. So yeah. All this says is for California, it's in Santa Lucia Mountains.
Right.
Featureless dark silhouettes, often with brimmed hats or walking sticks, stare down travellers during twilight and dawn in Santa Lucia Mountains. John Steinbeck briefly mentioned them in Flight. They should not be addressed or acknowledged. So they're called the Dark Watchers. So I'd then do the research into the Dark Watchers and see what the origin is.
Good,
and there's a story
good.
Behind it.
So can we have, I assume that's not in today's.
No, I'm just letting you know that was just California. You wanted a random future. Place.
So can we have that in the next episode?
Yeah, I can have a look into that. Okay. I've got one, strangely, I've actually got one kind of similar to that in today's episode called The Shadow Man.
So,
sounds creepy already.
It does. I like it.
Should we start on the Shadow Man? It wasn't first on my list, but we've gone into it.
Is this number four? How many of these episodes have we done?
This is episode 3.
Yeah.
Technically 4 because we filmed 2 in one day, but then the second one never got released.
Okay.
So
well,
technically 3.
Are you going to say that forever? So if you're on like episode 91, but technically 92.
So right. 3. Urban okay. Legends 3.
This is Jack, Fiona and Stevie, and this is Urban Legends 3. Take it away, Stevie.
The Shadow Man. Nobody knows for sure who or what the Shadow Man is, but it may be the ghost of a man who was convicted of stalking and kidnapping children. He was caught at a home he had broken into a few days before.
Yeah, already it's not scary because when they nick kids, I'm all right. Do you know what I mean? I know I'm going to be
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's like
take a kid. Fuck off.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to make horrible jokes, so I won't.
So he was caught at a home he had broken into a few days before and was being dragged off to the gallows after his trial when he overpowered the guards and ran into the woods.
So gallows are like what you put your head in. You chop.
No, gallows is being hung. Gallows is being hung.
Yeah, you get hung at the gallows.
You're thinking of, like, the guillotine.
No, you put your heads in it. Oh, all right, maybe.
That's thinking of the guillotine with the head getting chopped off.
Right, so he's going there, is he, this guy?
He's going to the gallows, which is where you get hung, so it's obviously quite old.
So they've caught him.
They caught him. He was caught at a home he had broken into a few days before.
It's going to be a long episode. Right, got it? I'll shut up.
And he was being dragged off to the gallows to be hung after his trial. It didn't say that, I've added it so you know that it's not a guillotine.
The gallows are a band. Maybe he was just going to go see them. Off to see the gallows.
He overpowered the guards and ran into the woods. A huge search was organised and the entire forest was thoroughly searched, but he was never found. A few years later, children started going missing again and some people thought that it must be him. Their suspicions were put to rest, however, after one of the missing children came back. The 5-year-old boy was questioned, and during a police interview, he revealed that he was captured by a shadow man with big red eyes and a funny hat. Since then, there has been many more reports of this shadow man. The shadow is described as being a shadow of a tall man with a bowler hat or a fedora and glowing red eyes. He can assume almost any form he chooses and slip through any door.
You lost me there. You lost me.
Not realistic.
No. Yeah, I needed... When it was a man that was like, he's like a bit mysterious. He could hide in the shadows. Yeah.
That's realistic.
Sorry. Is a shadow tall man with a bowler hat or a fedora and glowing eyes. He will plague children. I skipped that sentence. Now it's real again. He can't go through doors. There we go.
What?
I'm skipping the sentence. Pretend it didn't... What?
You've got to tell me, as it says
edit
there.
Edit out, Katie.
You've got to tell me exactly what it says. I need to build up a picture. As soon as somebody can shapeshift, I'm out.
Yeah, but this is just what a 5-year-old boy said.
Oh, right, so he could be a little waffler.
Yeah, of course he is.
Right.
He will plague children with nightmares about a strange man in a bowler's hat grabbing them and taking them away to an old hut. After a few days, he will creep into the child's room and stare at them with his glowing red eyes until they wake up. The child will then be petrified with fear, and that is when the shadow man will whisk them off and the child will never be seen again. The scariest part is that he could be anywhere at any time and you could never be sure if he's there watching you.
How can you... What about when you see him watching you? Is this
that's
like,
when he catches you. So you're
you don't know he's there until you do know he's there. If you know he's there, you're gone.
But that's the same with anyone. I don't know you're there until I know you're there. Like, if you come upstairs to give me a cup of tea and I'm in bed, I'm like, well, she's not here. And then you open the door and I see you and I go, now she's here. I don't run away going, oh, the shadow woman's brought me a cup of tea.
But I also don't snatch you.
Yeah, but also you'd hear her come up the stairs. Like, he can just...
He's silent.
He's silent and apparently can shapeshift.
And I need to show you this because it cracked me
up. Is that a picture of him?
It's a picture. Oh. It's hilarious.
Go on. That looks like the Babadook.
It looks like an Oreo.
It's like that. Oh. You know, right, for anyone who can't imagine what this is, right, I'll paint you a picture. You remember the annoying orange on YouTube, right? Yeah. Imagine that, but a black version of it. Like, look at that. It's just a face.
His mouth looks exactly like an Oreo.
It does, actually. Oh. Like, that shadow man is definitely making that noise. There is no way that face makes a scary... Like, he goes, oh, I'm gonna snatch you! That's what he sounds like.
That's not scary to me at all. That could be like a mascot for like a child's new biscuit or something, you know? It's not scary.
And them eyes aren't red, they're lovely, piercing blue eyes.
Yeah.
The inaccuracy.
I didn't search for this photo, it was just with the story, so I found that quite strange.
So the story physically literally says...
glowing red eyes. Now we've got a photo with white eyes. Make your mind up.
Actually, they're blue. They're like a lovely light blue.
Oh, sorry, I was too busy looking at his Oreo mouth.
that's the story of the Shadow Man. I will say there's many, many stories around this type of character, which it sounded like the California one was, like a shadowy...
Yeah, I feel like this has been done before. Character. It's nothing new.
Mm. Okay, so are we doing the voting or are we just going to go through on this?
I like voting because it's such a flawed concept.
Okay, yeah. If there's anything we love on Happy Hour, it's flaws.
It's not making sense.
No, exactly. Yeah. We rely on this.
So we do it based on scarability and believability.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
No, you start.
Okay, well, scarability... See, that's not even a word. That's
scariness.
Scariness. I'll say 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Because I've probably seen a shadow once and gone, oh, what's that?
Was it wearing a hat, though?
No, but it did have an Oreo mouth. Oh! So probably saw that was probably that one. What was the other one? What are we doing?
Believability.
Believability. 0.
You don't think shadows can steal children?
Oh, well, now you put it like that. So, yeah, 0.
Yep.
Okay, well, my scariness.
Scarability.
Scarability,
yeah.
We'll make up a new word. I feel like when you're reading it out, 5. And then you showed the picture, 2.
The picture did ruin it.
Yeah. The picture, I feel, is.
So the picture only knocked off 3 points, weirdly.
That's a heck of
I couldn't
of
not
points.
Show you the picture. But at the same time, imagine you saw that in real life.
Yeah, if you're not expecting it, we got a pre-warning. We got a lovely little story beforehand of Stevie saying, look, this is going to be funny.
Yeah.
If you just turned a corner and saw that.
It'd be creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that, but any of these urban legends would be creepy if you saw them. But the idea is, how much do you believe that you would ever see them?
Okay, believability, I'm going to say 7. Because it, don't you give me that look. Because it is believable. It's shadows. And it's, apart from the shapeshifter, and we're going to skip over that bit. But the shadows with a bowler hat.
It's just
not?
A creepy man in the woods. Yeah. Really.
Firstly, how can a shadow wear a hat?
On his head.
A shadow hasn't
Where else would he wear it, you fucking idiot?
A shadow hasn't got a head. A shadow is bodiless.
What? You mean like full of body rather than...
Yeah. A shadow hasn't got parts.
Well,
yeah,
a shadow is whatever shape you are.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you look at a shadow of yourself, you can say, this is a shadow of my hand. It's a hand.
Yeah, try putting a hat on it.
What?
On your shadow of your hand.
No, the man... is wearing a hat and then it's his shadow.
Right. It's just absolute waffle.
Okay.
It is. Can I have some of that water, please?
No.
Why?
You guys can't share a bottle.
Water.
Why can't we share a bottle?
Have you not been listening to the news? There's a global pandemic.
Do you own a TV?
No.
We kiss.
Oh, rank.
What's the difference between kissing
and
drinking?
You can share a bottle.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
She had me on or what?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so origins for this one. It's quite a strange one because, as I said, there's loads of stories. You struggling?
See?
Just got a dry cough. Dry cough.
Straight away. Yeah, that's my Rona.
Hang on, wait, where was Shadow Man at? What state was he?
Oh, no, I told you we're not doing states until next time.
Fucking hell.
These are just stories.
So you build it up with this kind of like notion that we're going to have a random state. Yeah, and then you pull the rug.
No, because if you listened to a sentence at the start where I said we're not doing that yet, you'd know.
Yeah, I very rarely listen.
I'm getting that.
Sorry, mate.
Reddit's getting that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
meme.
Try and become on their side. Like
I
you
am
and the,
on their side.
You and the Reddit gang are going to gang up on me.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's loads of stories behind this one. There's religions, legends, and a whole belief system around shadowy spiritual beings.
Okay.
And the main one of the main things behind it is actually sleep paralysis.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people think a lot of people say they see shadows.
So it says several physiological and psychological conditions can account for reported experience of shadowy shapes seeming alive. So what it's really saying is you could see a shadow and think it is a real thing.
Okay.
So, like, you know, when, as you said a second ago, like, you could see a shadow and go, ooh.
Mm.
But, like, this is, like, someone genuinely feeling like it is going to come for them.
Yeah.
So, like, especially sleep paralysis, no one really describes a full image of something during sleep paralysis. They might say it's like, I looked a bit like an old woman, but it tends to be blurred and...
Or maybe they see it at the corner of their eye rather than looking straight at it.
Yeah, I had a weird experience, like, with what I thought was a ghost a couple of weeks ago when I was in the bath. That was weird.
What
happened? I was in the bath, yeah, and you know we have like a panel, like so in my bathroom. We live on the top floor of like a block of flats, and the bathroom's on the top. So the window's like a big slanted window with a white blind over it.
Skylight,
yeah. So so I was in the bath, and it was at night time, and I had a headache. Right, I was probably hungover, and I went in the bath, and I was on my phone, but I didn't have the light on, so I was just in black, apart from just being on my phone, looking at whatever, and then I So, but it was one of them nights where it's like a bit light outside. So it is nighttime. It's probably about 11, but it is
yeah,
you can see.
It's not pitch black.
You can see the room. And then I saw like out of the corner of my eye, and bear in mind my light is shining at it and I have a headache. So I didn't know what to believe at first. I saw this black thing go past and I was like, what the fuck? Because I was like, it could have been a fly, but it wouldn't. It was too big, right? So I was like, what the fuck? And then I like put my phone down. I waited for a little while and nothing happened. So I picked my phone back up again. And then it did it again. And I was like, what? And I was like, there was something in this room. Like, I keep seeing this black figure, like, go like that. And then, maybe, like, 20 minutes later, I'd completely forgotten about it. My heart rate was back down to normal.
Oh, hold on. You were in the bath, in the pitch black. You saw twice a figure just walking past you.
No,
you didn't know what it was.
It was, like, really quick.
Flashing past you. And you just stayed in the bath.
It was
with the lights.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
What? Why didn't you put the lights on?
I don't know. I was scared.
You would be the first.
You were at your mum and dad's.
Well, I wasn't going to protect you. You're on your own there, pal.
And then, so my heart rate had gone back down. And then I heard. I swear to God, right? And but this sounds scary, but there's an explanation at the end, right?
Well, keep it scary. This is urban legend. Keep it scary.
So I went. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm shitting myself now. So I
Wait, so you tapped back?
No, sorry. So that went.
So
the sound went. So yeah, so it's like four taps twice, yeah?
Right.
But instead of that, it sounded like a plasticky tap, like a little, more like that.
Right.
So I was like, what the hell is going on? That's well with
your plastic hand.
So I stood up and got the towel and put it around me. And I'm like, I actually don't know what to do right now. Is that a tap? It felt like too much of an aggressive tap to be a tap. A leaking tap or anything. And then from the big white skylight, I see just the biggest shadow ever. And there was just a bird. There was like a bird on the thing, casting a shadow. So it obviously kept doing something to give that black. And then it was pecking at something. And I was just like, oh my God, it's a fucking bird. I thought for a second it was a shadow man with an Oreo mouth.
It was a shadow man that had shapeshifted into a bird.
Yeah, maybe. And let's not get it twisted, okay? I never saw the bird. I only saw the shadow of the bird. So it could have been what? The shadow bird.
The shadow bird. That,
I'd hate that.
Yeah.
That sounds, that sounds awful.
Alfie would hate it. Alfie actually hates birds. Yeah. So. We had nowhere to go. Oh, he hates birds. Oh, what is he like, eh? Right, next one, please, sir.
Okay, yeah, let's get rid of these. Bloody
Mary.
Wait, hold on. Did we just skip over your
No, it's just, yeah, there's a lot of shadow stuff. I'm going to do a short one.
Yeah.
Just because I like the story. Okay. A woman was sitting on the subway late one night, and she noticed that a woman sitting...
Was it a foot long or a 6-inch? Sorry.
Oh, Banter boy's back.
I regret saying yes.
What are you thinking?
A woman was sitting on a subway one night.
For anyone who's listening, Stevie just literally just turned his back to me and directed that story directly at Fiona.
As he should.
I don't feel part of the group anymore.
Have you seen my Jack?
Okay, this is called Subway Stare.
Right.
A woman was sitting on the subway, a train or a tube, late one night, and she noticed that a woman sitting across from her was staring intently at her. She pretended not to notice, but each time she glanced at the woman, the staring continued. At one of the stops, a new passenger got on and sat next to her. After a couple of minutes, he quietly told her he thought she should get off at the next stop, knowing the next stop was a busy one, and she agreed. When the next stop came up, she left the train with the man. The man said to her, "Thank God, I didn't mean to scare you, but I had to get you off that train. The woman sitting opposite you was dead, and the two men either side of you were propping her up."
Story. I love that.
Why is that an urban legend? Is she just a dead girl on the train?
Because it's a story that's been passed around a lot, that a lot of people have said to each other.
And it's creepy.
Oh, right. So
it's a myth of, like, going on the subway and...
Yeah, but I thought urban legends then, like, they're birthed. Like, so that's the origin. And then, like, so then for the next 14 years, every time there was a crescent moon, the dead lady would be propped up against a train.
No, you don't always need a curse behind it.
However many years you said, that lady won't ever go on that subway again.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a curse behind it.
Oh, okay. So how did he know she was dead?
So in one of the stories I read, the guy who got on could see this bit rank, but one of them was quite dark, and it said that the guys got on the train with this dead body, and the way they propped her up to make it look like she was walking through is that they'd had something stabbed into her back. So they were carrying her on to try and move the body. And then the guy obviously saw whatever was stabbed into her back as he got on and was like, "You need to get off."
But then if you're going to move a body, you wouldn't do it by train, would you?
But it depends where you are. Like, it's obviously a...
Don't try to make sense of these.
What?
You're
picking all the holes in them.
No, yeah, that's what I'm here for, to pick holes in it.
Mm.
Yeah. But I just... Because obviously I'm trying to find one of these... I want one of these urban legends to be true.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
So you're very offended about the shape-shifting shadow man. That's absolutely fine. But then one that could be true, just a dead body on a train, you're like, no.
No. I'm not. I think that this has an air of believability about it.
Mm.
But I'm trying to pick out some flaws where I can completely rule it out.
Yeah, so this is quite similar to, I don't know if you guys remember, I remember the story going around my school when I was younger of... finding a dead dog in a suitcase on a train,
right?
And it's a similar story where
someone that did that.
Yeah, so it was one of those. You know, it was one of those stories where it was like, "Oh, my friend's mum did this," and it's like, "Oh, yeah, they were on a train, and then this suitcase fell off and it flew open. And there was a dead dog inside it."
Oh,
you not remember that?
I've never heard that.
So this is that kind of story where it's just like passed around. It's like, "Oh, my mate's mate was on a train." And he just kept getting stared at by this person, and it turned out the person was dead. So it's like...
I've experienced that. I've either accidentally stared at someone or they've accidentally stared at me because of daydreaming. But
yeah.
I'm not dead.
No, I know, but imagine one of those times they might have been.
Steve.
That's a dark thing, though, isn't it?
How did they find out that person was dead then?
Well, because she...
I've just told you.
Oh, because the man.
The man come... tells her to get off.
So who were the men that had her dead?
Probably the murderers, mate.
Oh, they were murderers, were they?
Well, they weren't just sitting next to her going, "She's probably deal with this."
Yeah, we'll just prop the dead lady up.
That could be, that's quite
They
believable.
Would have killed her, and they're trying to get the body around without, maybe they don't drive. Like,
right.
Plenty of options. Clearly in a busy city if it's a subway.
I mean, if you're going to do a murder, at least have your driver's license, surely. know what I mean? If you're going to go through all of that effort. Oh, what do we do with the body now, Dave? Put it in the transit. All right, you drive. Oh, I can't drive, can you? No, I thought you could fucking drive. So you'd plan that bit before you do the murder, wouldn't
you? Well, maybe it's like New York, where you can't really drive without being stuck in traffic all the time.
And besides, if you're on a subway, you're not likely to be looking at other people, because subways are in big old cities like London, where no one takes notice of anyone else.
Don't want to talk to anyone else
unless
on the subway.
You're Bambino Becky, then you talk to people on the tube like a mental cunt. What?
You can call her a mental cunt, but I accidentally cause offence saying she's her friend.
Yeah, we knew what you meant, mate. We knew. All right. Scarability. 3.
Okay. That would be quite creepy if you were just sat on a train and someone gets on and goes, you need to go, they're dead. That person's dead.
Yes. Yeah.
So you need more than 3.
So why is it only a 3 on scary?
But... Oh, okay. All right. So scarability, I've got to imagine that it's
imagine
real.
Imagine you're sat on the train and this woman's just staring at you.
So then every urban legend ever I've marked wrongly, because shadow men, if there was actually a shadow man...
Nah, because that's... Scarability kind of needs to come into the realism side of it. So like scariness, if you saw a shadow man in front of you, you'd instantly then think, oh, it's not real. And you'd probably be all right.
Right, okay. So if I saw someone dead on the train, that'd be scary. 5.
I'd just be a bit more scared if I saw a dead person on the train.
I love that you said, oh, that would be scary. 5 out of 10.
Yeah. And then believability, I'd go for 5 as well. We'll give it a pair of 5s.
Okay. Scarability for me would be quite high, maybe like a 6 or 7. Believability, oh my God, 9. Definitely. It's not a shape-shifting shadow man.
Yeah, but it's a man using a woman as a human puppet on a public train.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's some mental people out there.
There is some mental people out there.
And this has freaked me out as well. Actually, yeah, because you just said, I've just been thinking about, I've done that, or I've experienced that. People stare...
What have you done?
Oh, because she said, I've done that. Oh, right, yeah.
No. No, I've never put it on a train. It was in a car.
I can drive.
I got my driving license. So I've had it where people have been staring at me on the train. So now I'm thinking, have they been dead? I didn't see them move.
Imagine that.
I got off before they did, so they could be dead. I don't know. So now...
Maybe that man that I was staring at the train and then in Spain... Maybe he was a ghost.
It was mainly on the plane?
Maybe that was... Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've told this story on the pod before, but I was sat opposite that couple. I was on my way to London to do Fubar radio show, and it was on a Friday morning, and the only seat was on a table of 4, and there was a couple, and they were arguing quite loudly. So I turned I had my headphones on, but I turned my music off because I wanted to hear what they were saying. And she was arguing that he doesn't spend enough time with her parents and blah, blah, blah. And he just looked like he did not want to be there. He was quite a beefcake as well. And she was shouting at him, and they got off at Ipswich. And I was staring at them the whole way, and they kept looking at me. It was a bit uncomfortable. And then a month later, me and Fiona went to Spain, and we were going around the Sagrada Familia, which is a big church, the massive one in Barcelona. And there was this couple in there, and I walked past them, and I just got this weird feeling. I was just like, what the fuck? Where do I know them from? And then I was like, Fee, come this way. And I had to keep following them because I was like, I know them. And he kept looking at me as if like, he knew me. And then
I was like, that's
the couple that were on the train to Ipswich a few weeks ago.
That
were arguing.
And then
we walked past them and they were speaking and they were completely English. And yeah, that was them for sure.
What's the relevance of that story?
I said that maybe he was dead and she was arguing to him.
But you heard them both talking.
Yeah, because when we saw them in the Sagrada, they were then ghosts.
What the fuck is wrong with you? How the hell did you get to that?
Have you heard that story before?
No, I haven't. It's quite weird.
Pretty cool, eh?
Well, it's just that you saw someone and then you saw them again in a different place.
Mm. But on the topic of spooky coincidences, can I tell you a coincidence that happened to me recently? I told Fiona and Alfie and they were both blown away by it.
I'm expecting something big. Better than that.
I reckon it...
Believability, 10
would you,
already.
No, you know this happened. You know this happened, right? And there would be a way I could fake this, but I promise you I have not faked it on my nan's life, right? Do you think this is more of a bigger coincidence than the couple on the train being in the church at the same time?
Yeah, I do.
Right. So, there's a guy in Thetford, right, that I kind of know called Waz, yeah, because he used to be in Frank's band. And he asked me, he created a new company called Idol Tees. And he said, if I send you a tee with an idol on it, can you wear it? And I was like, yeah, I'll wear it, sure. He's like, and if you can do a story, great, but no pressure. So I was like, all right, fine. So he sent me a t-shirt with Mike Skinner on from the Streets. And a couple of weeks ago, I just was just wearing it. I didn't think of taking a picture or anything. We went to Cromer, just go along the beach, get fish and chips. And I said to Fee, I was like, oh, I could actually take a picture down here and it would look a bit nice and it would look good for the gram and I'll put it on. So I was like, oh, where should we go? Blah, blah, blah. We debated it. And Fiona said, why didn't you go on the pier? We never go on the pier when we go to Cromer.
So you first suggested take the picture on the beach.
Yeah, I was like, I should do it on the beach. Can't be bothered to walk all the way down there. But we did. And then I was on the pier and I was like, okay, which way should we go? And Fiona was like, that's probably a better backdrop. Do it here. So we're midway on the pier and we're doing it on one of the sides, on like the left side of the pier. So I take the picture, post it online. Then I get home and the guy that's made the company, right, has posted a picture of him wearing the Mike Skinner shirt on the Cromer pier. And I said to Fiona, I was like, that's well weird. Why has he copied me? Like, I don't get it. I looked and he'd posted it before me. An hour before me.
And I swear
to God, I had not seen it. Because I commented on it going, haha, like, what the fuck? Like, why have you done this? And he was like mad. And so I DM'd him and I was like, did you put, because it said 1 hour ago and mine said 1 hour ago. So I was like, did you post that before me? He went, yeah, Geez, I thought you copied me. I was like, I thought you copied me. The same top in the same place.
That is weird.
That's madness.
It is really
And
weird.
If I showed you the two pictures, they almost look identical. All right, I've got fish and chips and he's like looking down, but that is insane, isn't it?
That's really
strange.
He was
like, yeah, I just went to Cromer today. I was like, me too.
But not, it's so weird because all the different things, like the same top, okay, obviously, because he owns the company, he sent you the top, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But then the same location, so you're both at Cromer and you're both on the pier as well, because Jack originally said go do it on the beach and I suggested, well, we'll take the picture on the pier, and then at the same time as well. So it's just really bizarre.
Yeah, mad. Spooky coincidences.
No one's going to die because of it, but yes. No,
yeah, believability, 10, because it happened. Scarability, 0. It was a Mike Skinner shirt.
So with the subway stare, annoyingly, there is no origin. I searched everything. There's so many stories. There's one story that a few people thought was true in Italy. There was a father who died suddenly, and to avoid the extra cargo costs of taking a coffin on the train, his family dressed him up in his best clothes and sat him on a carriage supported by his two sons on either side.
I somewhat believe that. But I also think he would probably stink.
Well, speaking of dead people, did you know in the Victorian era, I'm pretty sure it was Victorian era, they used to honour the dead by taking pictures with the dead as if they were alive. So they'd dress them up, they'd prop them up in chairs, they'd do their hair and makeup and whatever and make them look alive. But the reason you know that they're dead in the photo, because their eyes are open, they're posing, they look like they're alive, the reason you know that they're dead is because in the Victorian era, the cameras weren't fully developed, as obviously as good as they are today. And everyone else was just slightly blurry, because I think maybe like the shutter speed or something, it takes a while for them to take the photo. But the dead person is in focus perfectly.
Oh.
So, you know, obviously they didn't move. Because like if you're alive, you move slightly, you jostle about, you twitch a bit. But the dead person's just pure... perfectly in focus.
Oh,
that's rank.
That's kind of eerie, because then they become the centre part of point of the video.
If you get the chance, Google some photos. It's fascinating.
Imagine people doing that now.
Yeah, it's mental. Mm. They still do it in other countries. Like in other countries, they have like when people die and it's like a sad day. Like they have like their funeral is more of like a celebration of their life.
Oh yeah, different cultures like celebrate it and have a party and wear white.
Yeah, and I know like they kind of like. They don't stuff them, but they, like, prop them up and that. And then, yeah, they do. So I'm pretty sure Kyle Pilkington did an episode on it, on his Idiot Abroad.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
All right, hit us with another one.
Cool. This one doesn't involve hooks, but it sounds like it does. It's called The Tale of the Hooker Man.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Prozzies?
Long ago, when trains were still the main way of transportation in the States, an accident occurred on the train tracks of Bud Lake. We've got a place this time. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Now, these tracks, which run through Netcong Flanders and Bud Lake, were said to carry coal and other industrial fuel sources. One night, while repairing a railroad track...
Sorry.
Fiona has this thing where she absolutely creases at people reading words wrong or saying words wrong. Like if I'm at home and I'll say like, oh, what time are we going? But I go like, oh, what time are we going? And I'm like, time are we going? She'll like crease like that.
She's lost it.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to be really careful there. Railroad.
Whale woad. Maybe he meant that. Maybe the whale woad through the sea. Right.
Could have whipped myself.
Stevie, go on.
I'll try that again.
Yeah, and I interrupt, do I, bitch? Right.
Whoa. Okay, one night, while repairing the whale woad track, one man had the extreme misfortune of getting his arm, shirt and skin all stuck on the tracks. In this hand, he was holding a lantern that was the way to help him guide his way. And although the trains were not supposed to be running at that time of night, one of them did, and the conductor of this train could not see the man trapped and struggling on the side of the tracks, and nor could the conductor see the faint glow of his lantern. Within a matter of minutes, but what surely seemed like an hour for the trapped man, the train had passed and made its way towards the next town, but with the train went the man's hand and lantern. He died that evening from blood loss and shock. His body was found later the next day by town locals, but to the dismay of everyone, his hand and the lantern were missing. Some say that it was swept up with the force of the train, others say that animals took it as dinner, but if you stand on those tracks in the middle of the night, close to the time that it happened, you'll see a green light hanging above the tracks, bobbing up and down the same stretch of land. And that green light is no other than the man's lantern being held on too fastly by the man's hand, searching in vain for its body.
Why are you laughing?
It's funny. That's funny. Yeah, the way some of these people, the way they word it, is as if it's factual. If you stand there at the right time, you'll see a light, and that light is no other than that. No, but what? Why? Why? Because you say. Now, I like that story.
Okay.
I think it's like I can imagine it being a film.
Yeah.
I can too.
But.
A comedy.
See, it paints a picture. There's elements there. Like, you've got, it's nighttime. Like, the train shouldn't have been there, but it was there. And I think it's okay. But the idea that a hand having its own kind of like, oh, I'm just going to walk about now.
Yeah, well, it's floating. It's just like, it's really just the lantern, the glow of the lantern that you see. You definitely see it.
Okay. It's just a light then, isn't it? In a tunnel.
No, because this is out in the open. This is a bobbing light out in the open.
But you don't really see the hand then.
No, it's a glowing yellow or green light.
Right.
An orb?
Yeah, like an orb bobbing around above the train tracks.
When it says you said at the start, like his shirt, something else.
It gets caught to the track.
And his skin?
Because he's there doing repairs, so he might have caught himself underneath something.
Oh, right.
The word skin doesn't really need to be there. As I was reading it, I was a bit like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, so he was repairing it. A train came, wasn't supposed to come.
Yeah. And he got his hand was trapped under, so he got his body away, but his hand went.
It's weird because I watched a video on YouTube not so long ago called Ghosts of the Underground, about London Underground. Do you remember watching that?
I remember
that?
This. It's really good.
And there's a man who takes you between two specific lines in London, and he talks about a similar story to that and about how he... But his one, the man died because he was repairing the track and got hit. It wasn't like his hand come off and all that. He actually died. And then a couple of... he had to go down there late one night to check everything was going on. And he saw some guy. And he was like, what are you doing down here? And apparently he just had a conversation with him. The guy was like, I'm just down here doing repairs. And he was like... Because this guy's just a TFL guy. So he's not a repair guy, sorry. He's a TFL guy who's gone down. And he sees this repair guy and he's like, you're doing repairs? He's like, yeah, I'm just doing the line down here. He's like, I don't think it was any book to do repairs. I was like, all right, whatever, fair enough. And then he went up and told someone. The guy's on the YouTube giving the interview as well. And he told someone and someone went, there is no one booked to do repairs. There's none. And they looked at the CCTV and apparently he's not talking to anyone. But he's like, he was there doing the...
That's great.
So that's weird. So that seems like the kind of like in a similar vein.
And then they go back downstairs and they can't find a trace of anyone. So then they check the CCTV, right?
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah. Mad.
That's creepy.
It's weird, isn't it? Well, what would you do? What would you do if, like, you spoke to someone, clear as day, you spoke to someone, and then, like, for some reason you watched it back, like... Here's a weird one, right? So we had Becky on last week, right? Now, how mad would it be if we just watched the footage back, Stevie, and there was no one there? How mad would that be? Like, I know that's obviously inconceivable.
Yeah, but it's that kind of thing where you've got proof that you were talking to someone, but you look back at that proof and it's gone.
You would have both experienced it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be insane.
All right, so imagine you went outside, right, and Alfie wasn't outside to see her that day, right, and it was just me and Stevie, and we interviewed her, and then me and Stevie were like, what? Like, she's not there. What the fuck? And we took it around everyone, right? Would you believe, because it's physically impossible, isn't it, that could happen? Would you believe us if me and Stevie were like in tears? Like, we're fucking...
No, you're a YouTuber. I'd be...
It'd be a hard one
week.
To pull off.
See, that must be the shittest thing. Like, if ghosts do exist, and I firmly believe they don't, but if they do, imagine all the people that have seen them that instantly get kind of like rubbished.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's no proof at any point of any of this.
No.
Of ghosts.
No.
Yeah, weird one. So, believability of the hooker man.
I mean, up until the light 7 that happened, some guy got killed, didn't know a train was coming.
So you don't think someone would see the glowing light above the tracks?
You might see a light, but I don't think they're connected, no.
Okay.
Why is it called the hooker man?
Scary. I think that was maybe his job role back then.
Oh, right. The hooker man.
Yeah, it's quite a well-known one in this area.
Scarability, 7. Believability, 7.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's good.
And you like the story, so I like that.
Mm.
I'm going to give it... Right, so scarability, scariness... I get creeped out by that, especially because it's realistic. It's a train accident.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, okay, maybe the floating light is not the hand, but a floating light could happen. Mm. So scarability, 7, I think. Mm. Believability, I'm going to copy you. It's a 7.
Okay.
Good one all round.
Good.
And you'll like this because there is quite a heavy origin to this.
Right.
So there's over 60 different locations throughout the United States where this odd phenomenon actually occurs.
Oh.
So the floating light above train tracks or in an area.
There must be a reason then. Right.
So they also appear on open farmland and hillsides and sometimes above water. So there's actually a green light that seems to hang over the tracks in this exact area where this story is. But it's not very scary because it's actually due to chemical deposits in the soil, either due to pollution or the natural mines that were there.
Yeah.
So because of that, people would see that green light, which is quite a weird thing because it's just literally a green light that just bounces above a track and just disappears.
Oh.
And that's where this tale kind of came from.
Right.
But the funny thing, well, not funny thing, but the weird thing about this story is this place where it happened, Long Valley, Flanders, the site has been reported for those lights for over a century. So people would constantly say, why is there just this floating light there? Which got the story going. The train track was constructed in the mid-19th century as a link between Chester and Long Valley, and the railroad line carried iron ore passengers and freight up until the 1930s. The appearance of the Flanders lights are almost identical to other sightings across the country, and the light is often a dull yellow, and the flickering effect is much like a lantern swinging from side to side. So people see this light all the time. Mm-hmm. But it gets weird because they did studies to try and find out why so many people had been seeing these lights. Mm. And I've written here, I read loads about it and got bored, but it basically just said that it was due to stress from the earth and the chemical deposits. But in this place, Flanders, they decided to rip up the tracks in 1977 against the wishes of the people in that place, because they thought it was essential to solving this ghost-like phenomenon. Mm-hmm. But they decided to uproot the tracks because too many people would go looking for the hooker man, and they were too scared. The rail company were too scared that anyone else would get hurt or lose arms on the railroad track. So they got rid of the railroad because so many people were going to see these floating lights.
So because of the sheer amount of people that believed it, it almost sort of became true. Like, yeah, it's not, but it closed because of that.
Yeah,
so
it went full circle.
I think that's the first time really that an urban legend on this show has actually affected things. Mm. Like, you know,
the opposite way around. Yeah. Normally it's something happens.
I guess you could say Slender Man affected something because those girls stabbed that other girl, blamed it on the Slender Man. But yeah, no, that's a weird one.
Yeah, I'd like to see the lights. I'm intrigued to know what it actually looks like. Yeah.
But then I think that's because we're a fan of science rather than a fan of the paranormal.
I fully believe that it would have an explanation. Like, yeah, it's just
they did find an explanation. I just like the idea of thinking a bobbing light that just bobs around and just disappears.
Yeah,
I'd like to know what it looks like from different angles and stuff. Because I'd be like, is it there when you're looking that way?
Yeah. Is it like a rainbow so you can only see it in the distance? Or can you?
And then once you're there, it's just gone. Yeah. So I'd like to check it out. But that's one of the things. If we do go to America, we'd go there. It wouldn't be a scary one at all. But it'd be cool to be like, oh, fuck, the lights are there.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite a cool little thing.
Yeah. That's the only thing with these urban legends is we'd have to find, or with that series, we'd have to find more of a reason, because the chances are we're going to go to every single one of these places and it's going to be a lake. It's going to be a bridge. It's going to be, and there's nothing else going to be
Nothing's going to happen.
You're not going to see a bunny man, are you?
No, it's just going to be a bit creepy, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Maybe we'll just go and talk about how we feel when we're there.
Okay, what are we on? Probably about 45 minutes.
Let's do another one.
Yeah, we can do. I got two more, but one of them's, they're both quite short. One of them, I just really like the story, but it's nice. It's not really an urban. I don't even know if it's really an urban legend.
Okay.
Well, actually, it kind of is, because it's been told a lot, but I'd like it. But we'll finish on that as a nice little happier one. Okay, so we'll do this one first. Sunbathing spiders.
Oh, intriguing. Wait,
sorry, did you say this is the nice one?
No.
Okay.
Sunbathing spiders. A young woman was sunbathing on the beach and was just about to drop off to sleep when she felt an insect running along her face and down her neck. She brushed it away and thought nothing more of it. After about a week, she noticed that what she thought was a pimple growing and growing. It was the skin that was inflamed.
I already know what's
and it looked
happen.
Like a blister. Then one day, she was blow-drying her hair and hit the inflamed spot with her hairdryer, and the blistered skin broke open and hundreds of tiny white baby spiders and pus came pouring out of the wound. It seems that while she was sunbathing, her paws had enlarged enough for the mama spider to deposit her egg sac
in one. I love that
you
called it
one.
A mama spider. A mummy spider.
They incubated under her skin until she smacked herself in the jaw with the hairdryer.
In the jaw?
Oh, where the heat was.
Oh, right.
Where the spot was.
Where was the spot?
Near her jaw. Okay. On her face.
Ugh.
So yeah, that's the story of the spiders. This is quite this one's been used loads in films and stuff. I think there's an actual film where you see the spider start crawling over a woman's face.
I feel like that's not an urban legend. I feel that's just true.
Do you?
That can happen. Yeah, because you see videos and like you hear stories of people who have an earache or they've got a little tickle in their ear.
And then there's a moth in there.
Yeah, there's a moth in there, or there's three spiders living in there.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a warm.
Have you never seen one of the videos of the moths in someone's ear?
No.
Oh my god, they're rank. I'm going to show you one later.
Oh,
they literally
sick.
Get a the torch and the camera looking inside the ear, and you'll see this moth trying to, because they'll just hear like something in their ear, like really
like something will hit against their eardrum, but just like faintly.
Yeah, and then they'll just feel a bit deaf. That obviously it's blocking the ear, and they'll show inside, and you can just see this moth trying to get out, but it's stuck inside someone's ear. But like, it doesn't want to be in there.
How did it get there? And yeah, how long's it
just
been in
flew
there?
In and then got stuck. So like you see people, there's videos of people pulling them out with tweezers, and like you just see them pull this whole moth out and then fly away.
Oh.
Proper rank.
Mm. That is rank. What did you say the name of that story was?
Sunbathing spiders.
Oh, what?
Because you're sunbathing and then it deposits the eggs in her cheek.
Rank. Absolutely rank.
Believability though?
10.
And scarability? Imagine it actually happening.
Well, because I firmly believe that could happen. Well, I know I'm going to revise that. I'm going to say 8.
Okay.
And I'm going to say scarability. I'm going to do another pairing. I'm going to say 8 as well.
Okay.
10 and 10 for me. Believability, yeah. 100% that can happen.
They're kind of the same things we're rating, aren't they? Because yeah, if we believe it, like 10 out of 10, and it should be 10 out of 10,
yeah,
scary.
But, no, because I guess if you're not scared of spiders at all, that would happen. And you
yeah,
go,
believe it.
But
yeah.
They're not killing you or anything. They're just there. They've yeah, been born, and then they're gone.
I don't want 1,000 spiders coming out of my face. Even if I don't, if I'm not scared of them, I don't want them in my face.
Yeah.
So you guys will be pleased to know there is an origin to this one.
Oh.
So there's no real origin, but the stories been like this have been going around since the 60s. A spider nest bursting from somebody's body has been used in multiple horror films and has even been circulated within the news.
Ooh.
But according to arachnid experts, I love that it says this, no self-respecting spider will lay its eggs... literally said that's what this is an expert.
So imagine getting a spider that just does it. And you go, why have you done that, Dave? I just don't respect myself anymore. I just don't give a shit.
I love that you've just called the spider Dave. So, no self-respecting spider would lay its eggs on or in a human. And the fact that needs the story to obviously work. But there are other insects and crawly things out there that will use an unsuspecting person as a creche, but not a spider. In 1998 in Britain, a 30-year-old salesman returned from a week in Mexico and awoke to a bloody eruption on his right thigh. The doctor he consulted told him, "It's common to be bitten by spiders around here, and it probably laid eggs, so don't scratch it." No spiders ever came out of the wound, because how could they? That spider's respected itself. but it didn't stop a number of those who had seen the story, or it's no spiders yet follow-up, remembering the reports quite differently. So there's actual reports that a doctor had said, you want to avoid that. And it was in England that happened.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that something else came out.
No, it wouldn't be possible. So he might have got bitten by a spider, but it wouldn't be eggs.
Oh, right. Oh, I hate spiders.
That's rank,
isn't it?
Mm.
My mum got bit on the elbow one year. We think it's by a spider, but we weren't sure. She went to the doctors because it was really painful and they didn't know what it was, but they were like, well, it's some kind of insect, a gnat, a spider, something. And it was fine. It healed up. The spot went away. And then all of a sudden it came back as a big painful lump. And she had to go on antibiotics and she was really poorly from her elbow. And she still gets joint pain in her elbow and we don't know what happened. So I think there's probably a not very self-respecting spider somewhere deep in her elbow joint.
Oh, God.
Mm. Weird. Rank.
Yeah, it's made me feel a bit sick, that.
Sorry.
There are insects that like burrow into the eyes of other insects and stuff.
Yeah.
And all like,
yeah.
Isn't there an insect that burrows into an eye of a fish or something and lays its eggs in the back of its eye?
Yeah.
There's all sorts, and there's like fungi that live in ants. So they turn them into like, air quotes, zombie ants.
Yeah.
Because it takes over their brain and tells them
what to do. It grows back out afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's rank.
Yeah.
And there's loads of bacteria that does shit like that. Mm. Someone's about to die in Florida, or they have died in Florida, like in this last week, because of a brain-eating amoeba virus.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Is in their water.
There's a lot of, if you go swimming in a lake, you have to be really careful.
If amoeba goes up your nose and gets to your brain, it will just eat away.
There's
it finds its way.
Flesh-eating bugs.
What?
There's one that goes into the eye as well.
Oh.
It's not nice.
That's a shame.
Well, there's bugs living in your eyelashes right now.
Right, okay, should we do the next one?
Yes, okay, so we'll end on a nice one. We are on the hour mark, I think. So This one I'll quickly say now, I've got no origin story, but everything I read, it kept saying that it's a supposedly true account in Sarasota in Florida.
Right.
But I just quite like the story, it's quite nice.
I'm intrigued how an urban legend can be a
So this is told quite a lot over in America.
Okay.
But like, I think it's more of like a little joke story than a thing that actually happened. Okay. An elderly Florida lady did her shopping and upon returning to her car, found four males in the act of leaving with her vehicle. She dropped her shopping bags and drew her handgun, proceeding to scream at the top of her lungs, "I have a gun and I know how to use it. Get out of the car." The four men didn't wait for a second. They got out and ran like mad. The lady, somewhat shaken, then proceeded to load up her shopping bags into the back of her car and got into the driver's seat. She was so shaken that she couldn't get a key into the ignition. She tried and tried, and then she realised why. It was for the same reason that she'd also wondered why there was a football, a frisbee, and 2 12-packs of beer in the front seat. A few minutes later, she found her own car parked 4 or 5 spaces down.
No!
Oh, God!
She loaded her bags into the car and drove to the police station to report her mistake. The sergeant, who she told the story, couldn't stop laughing. He pointed to the other end of the counter where there were 4 pale men who were reporting a carjacking by a mad elderly woman described as white, less than 5 feet tall, glasses, curly white hair, and carrying a large handgun.
That's class.
No charges were filed.
That's what? No charge.
Yeah, no charges were filed.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, please be true.
I really want to try and find an origin behind it. All it says is that it's apparently a true thing that happened in Florida, but I can't find proof, so I don't want to say it is.
That's
but
so
I feel like
good.
That could be true.
Yeah, 10-10.
Yeah, you'd be scared. Scary.
Oh, no. So, if she pointed a gun at me, I'd be scared for sure. It's probably the most real thing that could happen.
Imagine that, though. You've got the same car. Imagine, like, we're just driving home or about to drive home. Someone just aims a gun at you.
Yeah, and tells you to get out of your own car.
Yeah, because she's not saying, that's my car. Yeah, she's literally just going, get out of the car. Yeah. You get out, you go to the police station.
Yeah.
And then it finds out that it was an accident.
That's so
good. I love
good.
That she drove herself to the police station, though, to fess up. Because, like, I'd be so embarrassed. Mm. I wouldn't know what to do. But she was like, well, I need to own up to it.
Yeah. Well, it's better that way, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because if not, they'd be looking for her.
That's good.
I love that one.
I hope that's real.
I do as well. But I thought it was nice. I thought that'd be... we haven't done any nice urban legends.
No, it is nice, but it also does raise questions over America where an old sweet lady can get a handgun out and go, get out, get out. Do you know what I mean? That's America. Ban guns. Political statement to end a silly show. No, they were good. Next time, I want to tell you the states I want.
Oh, you want to... okay, they're on my laptop.
Yeah, but I don't want to look at the urban legends. I just want to pick 3 states.
Okay.
Right, so...
Second.
What?
Pick 4.
4 states,
yeah.
Right?
Second, let me... What I'm going to do is just bring it up, and I will tell you... Oh, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the title.
The name
so
of them.
Tell me the states, and I'll tell you what is in that state.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pick 4 states that I've been to, so I can try and imagine it, right? So, Texas...
Texas. Sorry, they're in alphabetical order, so I need to make sure I can actually zoom
in. It begins with T.
T's near the end of the alphabet, Stevie.
Cheers, guys.
Just in case you didn't know.
See, you went patronised, and I went really patronised. I went, it begins with T.
Oh, this is brilliant. Texas. I read about this. I almost put it on this show, but I wanted to wait. The Candy Lady.
Oi!
Sounds like
good.
A good one.
Sounds good. So we'll have Texas. We'll go for Arizona.
Page 1. Gone right up the other end, so I'd open it and zoom
in. You've got time. If people got this far in the podcast, they're going to listen to all of it.
Imagine this is the point they give up.
Yeah, I've had enough. God. I've had enough.
Arizona, I assume that's AR.
Yeah.
So Quitman, Arizona, Dog Boy.
Ooh, another good one. Another good one. Especially after I often talk about Jack Joy's paranormal activity experience with his sleep paralysis, Dog Boy. It could be a bit like that.
So we've got the Candy Lady, Dog Boy.
2 more. We'll go for Nevada. Obviously, the home of Las Vegas.
Nevada?
Yeah.
We have... Envy?
Envy?
Yeah.
Envy.
Oh.
So
the letters Envy.
Pyramid Lake.
Okay. All right. Not
Envy.
As intriguing.
No, that's not what's called. It's in Pyramid Lake in Nevada.
Right.
And it says The Spiteful Mermaid of Pyramid Lake.
Had a mermaid yet. Maybe they'll have you say my baby is a bit mermaidy, but well, it was actually. But and then finally, we will go for let's go for Florida, home of Miami.
The Devil's Chair.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to it. If you guys want us to do that episode sooner rather than later, then why not tweet me or Stevie and say...
do it.
No, I want them to tweet something funny.
What were they called? The Candy Lady, Dog Boy.
Yeah.
The Mermaid of a Lake of some sort.
Tweet, we want Dog Boy. We want Dog Boy.
That's such a weird thing to tweet.
I like it. Right. Stevie, once again, good job being the resident urban legender.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm not saying you're a legend, obviously. I'm
an urban legend.
Yeah.
Proper cool.
Fiona, thank you.
You're welcome.
Shall we go get some food?
Let's get some food.
Right. See you later.
Let's go get some candy.
Oh, from the candy lady.
Jackmate's happy hour.
This was a Stakhanov production.